Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Kevin Payne, he's an expert at RotoWire.com for 2 decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the information that you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/trial. And Kevin, it always seems like at this point of the season, every year, a player emerges that we didn't know about earlier in the season or in the preseason, but that player could potentially win you a championship or at least help you get to a championship. You know, we see Devontae Freeman go down in Atlanta, and we're going to talk to you about who to pick up on the waiver wire this week in your leagues. What do we know about this guy that kind of emerged out of nowhere, out of Atlanta? Is he the type of player that could be that this season?
He could be, and the reason why I'm a little bit optimistic about him is the fact of the matter is he's in a good system. I don't necessarily, this isn't him starting for the Miami Dolphins. This is him starting for the Atlanta Falcons, who have had their issues on defense, but offensively have been able to move the ball and score points this season. So I think just given the volume he had last game, 22 touches, 20 carries, 2 catches through the air, there's no reason to hold this guy back. And the fact of the matter is, right now, all those coaches and all those players, you know, they don't have a great record down there in Atlanta, but they're still all playing for their jobs and trying to win games. We've seen that the last couple of weeks out of the Miami Dolphins. Don't tell me these guys are tanking. They're out there trying to win football games. So I think it's a good system, and I think that if you've got the number one waiver wire priority this week, that Brian Hill's definitely the guy that I would go after. But year after year, we see it. Somebody is going to emerge. Jerome Harrison in the past. Jamal Charles, his rookie year. Those guys carry a lot of teams to fantasy championships. So might Brian Hill be that guy? I'm not sure, but I'm going to go ahead and put in some strong bids for him tonight.
Kevin, what are you hearing on Freeman, though? I mean, is this just a one-week thing? Is there a lot of fog around this? I mean, is this somebody that this could be long-term?
So they're saying that it's 2 weeks at least. It's a sprained foot. But let's look at Cam Newton. He's had a sprained foot basically all season and wasn't playing good before he went out. So these things obviously are tricky because foot is kind of important to a running back. So I don't know how long we're going to see Devonta Freeman out, but I would say at least 2 weeks, possibly longer, which is why Hill makes for such a good pickup.
Let's talk about another running back that might be returning here, a re-return from injury in Washington. What are your thoughts on Darius Geis heading into this weekend?
So, man, I do like Geis. There's a lot of upside there. But the fact of the matter is he's been eligible to play 25 professional games, and he's played in just half of one. So that's my problem with Geis. He comes with the injury tag, and rightfully so. I don't think they're going to jump right back into giving him a full workload. Adrian Peterson's done well these last few weeks since Bill Callahan took over as the head coach. And I still think that the Washington Redskins, especially now with Dwayne Haskins playing under center, are going to be a very run-heavy team. So Geis this week, I'm guessing 10 to 15 touches, something like that. I think it's going to be a pretty even workload. I do think at some point, though, Geis does take over and gets the lion's share of carries in that backfield for the Washington Redskins. I would just go ahead and temper expectations to begin with. There's no reason that Washington's going to jump right back into this and give this guy a full workload as early as this week.
Yeah, Washington, a team that made the quarterback commitment to Haskins. There are a few teams out there that either changes or fluid situations. Jacksonville, Indy, Detroit. Let's start in Detroit. If this is going to be a week-to-week thing, now do you seriously, do you have to, where Galladay and maybe Marvin Jones were instant plays, how do you think, or maybe it doesn't affect, what do you think of the Lions offense moving forward, Kevin?
Yeah, so Matthew Stafford has broken bones in his back. Now, to me, I don't know about you guys, and I'm not a doctor, that does not sound very good going forward. So, I still have Galladay in a lot of places, and I still played him last weekend and had the long touchdown, so at least that happened. Marvin Jones didn't have quite as good of a week as he usually does with Stafford under center. And they kind of scrapped the running game there. It hasn't really worked out too good. J.D. McKissic is out there, and Ty Johnson, who I thought was going to perform a lot better, is now hurt. He's in the concussion protocol. So there's still going to be a pretty pass-heavy team, even with Driscoll quarterback. Do I feel great about them? No, but can you still expect 80-90% of the production for Galladay and Marvin Jones? I think so. Maybe if you're desperate, you go out there and use T.J. Hockenson if the matchup looks right, if the other team is not very good against the tight end position. But, yeah, you've got to temper expectations, but if I've got those guys, I'm probably still going to go ahead and run them out there on a weekly basis.
The next six games for the Jacksonville Jaguars coming out of their bye, at Indianapolis, at Tennessee, at home with Tampa, at home against the Chargers, at Oakland, and delicious, at Atlanta for potentially the fantasy championship. Nick Foles? Are we talking about, if you're streaming quarterbacks all season, can you settle on Nick Foles for the stretch?
I think he can. Either him or Derek Carr's out there in about half of all leagues. Take a look at him, too. The schedule works out great for him. He's got Cincinnati, the Jets, and the Chiefs the next three games. So my priority would probably be towards Derek Carr. But the fact of the matter is, with Foles, we gave him an $88 million contract. And Minshew, before this bye week, fell flat on his face over there in England. And I think that's why they're going to go ahead and go back to Foles. As I said, the money's there. They're paying him. Again, just like you said, the schedule's great. Colts, Titans, Buccaneers. Buccaneers, the worst team, allows the most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks and wide receivers in the league. So I don't mind this. And I think that the Jacksonville receiving core is a little bit underrated. I think those guys have some upside. It seems to be one of those guys steps up each and every week. So I can get on board with Nick Foles, just considering the schedule.
We're talking to Kevin Payne from RotoWire.com, getting your lineup set for the Indianapolis Colts. If they go back to Brazil, well, this is a team right now, Kevin, that's in a funk. So, I mean, what's your trust level with the Colts offense right now?
I still like them a lot. I think if you've got Marvin Mack, you go out and play him each and every week and don't worry about it. Zach Pascal is kind of the number one guy, while T.Y. Hilton is going to be on. And Doyle, tight end, has kind of been the red zone guy that they've gone to and been finding the end zone no matter who's going to be out there. So I think that we're going to see Brissett come back. And I think this is, I mean, Frank Reich, and I'm not just saying this as a Bills fan, is one of the better coaches, I believe, in the NFL. He's done a great job there. He seems to make all the right decisions. And if you think about it, I mean, we're talking about the Colts still possibly getting into the playoffs, something that I don't think many people thought would happen after the retirement of Andrew Luck. So the fact that they're at this point, they play good on both sides of the ball. This is a team that after the Bills that I definitely root for. And Brissett has been a great story. I thought he was one of the better backups in the league. So the fact that he's having his success, he's had so far this year. 14 touchdowns and 3 interceptions is a heck of a good ratio. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and they can move the football. So I think that Brissett will be just fine. And Pascal, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do while T.Y. Hilton is out.
Kevin, I'm a Swag Kelly apologist. I don't know that I'll ever stop believing that Chad Kelly is going to be a productive NFL quarterback. I feel like they made a mistake, and I agree with you on Frank Reich. I think he's a hell of a coach, but there's something brewing there. When Brian Hoyer goes out and looks as bad as he did against Miami with Chad Kelly available, the idea that they didn't put that kid in, I feel like they just gave up on that game.
Yeah, and they might have, and I was surprised. I thought Hoyer was going to do a little bit better. You looked at the Miami Dolphins. They didn't have Xavien Howard, who's arguably their best, definitely their best corner, maybe their best defensive player that they have out there, and couldn't win that game at home, which they should have. They were a huge favor on that. I'm not really sure about Kelly. I'm not really sure mentally what's going on with him. We've seen him have some off-field issues in the past, so I just don't know that they completely trust him right now, and that's probably why they stuck it out with Hoyer, even though he didn't have the greatest of all games.
Kevin, talking about trust, and I know you're a Buffalo guy. I mean, you imagine we took calls on on Devin Singletary getting 8 carries yesterday. So where that's frustrating to the Bills fan, I can imagine that's doubly frustrating to the owner of Devin Singletary. Now you get a matchup against the Miami Dolphins. Do they rectify this? Do we go back to him getting 140 total yards as he did against the Redskins? Or do you wait and see when it comes to Devin Singletary as far as playing him in your fantasy lineup?
Yeah, I think that the Bills coaching staff has probably heard this loud and clear. I pointed it out. I was right there on Twitter as soon as the game ended. Frank Gore this week, 5 carries for 12 yards. Last week, 11 carries for 15 yards. And this is against Cleveland Browns and Washington Redskins. This is not against, 2000 Ravens or the 85 Bears. They should have been able to go ahead and get more out of the running attack. And at the same time, with those few carries, Devin Singletary's still been fantastic. He's still averaging 4.8 yards a carry this last week. I think it was 4.5 yards a carry the week before. Those are good numbers in the NFL. If you can get to 4.5 yards a carry, that is a guy you should be riding each and every week. And there's always kind of that narrative that the more work a guy gets, the more in rhythm he gets, and the better he's able to produce. So right now, I have no idea why they're using Frank Gore. It should really be an 80-20 split between Singletary and Gore. So if I do have Devin Singletary, it's a great matchup this week. I've got to think you've got him at least in your flex spot, if not as the number two running back. I do believe that we're going to see a lot more touches this week for Devin Singletary in Miami.
Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, joining us for some fantasy football talk in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. It might not be pretty, but it was productive. I want to talk about a wide receiver for the New York Giants that's probably available in a lot of leagues. Darius Slayton seems to have a little bit of a rap going here with Steely Dan.
He does, and I do like the guy a lot, and if you've got him in a keeper league, kudos to you, because I think him and Daniel Jones are going to be an item for years to come. Comes out of Auburn. I mean, all these wide receivers who come out of the SEC who seemingly don't do a whole lot in college, but then go to get to the NFL and are able to show how good they are. Slayton's the next guy that seems to have come out of the SEC and ready to produce. Here's my problem with it, though, and the only reason I pointed this out in my article this week, that we pumped the brakes a little bit with Darius Slayton. Number one, he's on bye this week, so he's not going to help your team this week. You've got to wait 2 weeks. When he does come back, they're in Chicago. Let me tell you, the weather this time of year is not great in Chicago. It's called the Windy City, city for a reason. And that's what you really have to worry about when you look at weather. People, you know, say, oh, well, it's going to be snowing. Don't worry about that. Worry about the wind. Sterling Shepard is also going to come back. You've got Golden Tate. You've got Sterling Shepard. Evan Ingram's going to be back as well. So I kind of caution people that I do like Slayton. I think there's a strong skill set there. This is his second 2-touchdown game in the last 3 games. But just bear in mind that those factors are going to happen. The New York wide receivers are getting healthier. They've got a bye this week. And then when they do come back, it's at Chicago. And then at Green Bay at home. And Green Bay's defense, I would say, is probably slightly above league average. They rank 10th against the wide receiver position. So I just be careful with Slayton. Don't go too nuts with your fab or blow your first overall pick if you've got that on the waiver wire.
A story out of Giants camp today that Saquon Barkley, now we know he's not 100%, but he told reporters he does not want to get shut down. And we're like, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's battling these injuries. And I would think that many people with Saquon Barkley on the roster might be competing. Kevin, is this another factor we have to think in, that load management might creep in? Because for a player like Saquon Barkley, who's a big part of that offense, and if the Giants are out of it and you're heading to your fantasy championship game, is this something we really have to consider? And maybe if it's not just Barkley, who are some other veterans right now that you might have to have a plan B here when it comes to the fantasy football playoffs as far as looking for guys on the waiver wire right now? Your thoughts on load management here in the NFL?
Yeah, so, and you've got to be a little bit concerned. We know Barkley missed 3 games in the middle of the season or earlier this season. And these last few games, I mean, the Jets, 13 carries for 1 yard. Now, and mind you, I don't think that the Jets have a decent run defense, which you've got to give them some credit for that. But the week before, Dallas, and Dallas has got a trio of great linebackers there, 14 carries for 28 yards. The week before that, even, against Detroit, though, and Detroit does not have a really good run defense, 19 carries for 64. He really hasn't been very efficient with the touches he's getting. And Daniel Jones made some mistakes, but he's at least something of a threat to throw the ball down the field, especially with Golden Tate out there, who's had a few good games. You've got to be a little bit worried about some of these guys. Just be careful. Go out there, and I think I've said this before on the show, Sunday right before the games, take a look at your roster and on your bench. Take some of the dead spots out. Take a chance on a guy like Madison from the Minnesota Vikings. There's a lot of guys with a lot of upside who are backups, who are just waiting for their chance. It might come to that they go ahead and sit these guys because they are the franchise guys. We might see some backups when it comes to playoff time, And those guys could go ahead and make a difference on whether or not you win a championship.
Kevin, before we let you go, if you're into streaming defenses, any good matchups piquing your interest this weekend?
The Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders. They get the Cincinnati Bengals. And it's so simple when you go ahead and look at teams that you want to stream against. Just go ahead and find the teams that are not very good. So I would go ahead and say that would probably be the number one priority. Ryan Finley turned the ball over, gave up two pick sixes, and it's on the road in Oakland in the black hole. We saw that last game where they beat the Chargers. They had extra time to prepare. So love the Oakland Raiders, and I can almost guarantee you they are out there on your way, Royer. That's the team I would go after.
That's great sound advice. Kevin, always appreciate the time. Tell us a little bit more about what you have coming up on rotowire.com later in the week here.
Yeah, right now my WaiverWire article is up, rotowire.com/trial to sign up for your free 10-day trial. And then this weekend, either Friday or Saturday, I'll have my FanDuel, my daily fantasy article will be up with some picks for this week, taking a look at specific matchups and what players look like they're going to be good values.
Kevin, always great talking to you. Appreciate the time. As always, look forward to doing it again next week. Talk some more fantasy football.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Kevin Payne, rotowire.com/trial if you want that 10-day free trial. And read up on Kevin's work and everybody's work over there at RotoWire. Some good stuff.
Yeah. So, we're going to help you every Tuesday. Try to bring it home here as, we're in the second half of the fantasy season. Good info from Kevin Payne.
Am I placing waiver claims while I'm talking to Kevin Payne? Answer, yes. That is the answer. Yes, correct. I am placing waiver claims while we were talking to Kevin Payne. I'm listening to the advice and I'm applying the advice in real time. That's kind of what I hope you're doing. That's why we have him on.
The Nick Foles thing is interesting. That's a great little pickup there that you have that favorable matchup, Atlanta.
You have a favorable matchup on championship week. You have a nice soft schedule. And this is why, this is where fantasy meets reality here. This is why I think it's easy to see a team like Jacksonville at some point being in that playoff picture. Oakland, Pittsburgh. Schedules are nice. They're nice. They're good schedules.
The AFC soft.
Yes,
and the Bills already kind of used up their soft portion. Well, mm-hmm. Coming up after these next two games, it gets brutal those last five. Well, exception of the Jet game, but that stretch of four, yeesh. Yeah. A loss this week at 6-4, I feel like we're writing the obit on the playoff chances.
We'll see. Let's get to I'll drink to that next in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Some takes on tap. We got to say happy birthday to one of our favorites in the sports bar.
Who might that be? Okay. I have to think about that. There's one player in the NFL that it's mean to say this player should lose his job, but if you're a fan of this team, what are you waiting for? And I'm going to give my pick for the coach of the year, somebody that we all thought would be fired by this point.
I'm going to give my pick for a guy who got way too much hype last year and doesn't deserve to be coach of the year this year. Thought he was going to revolutionize the game, change the game, change my life. Not so much. Where are we watching the Bills game on Sunday, Gino?
We are going to be out at Flaherty's in Macedon. With my buddy Mickey out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks to our friends at Bud Light. We'll be out there 1 o'clock on Sunday watching the Bills and Dolphins.
Stand by for I'll Drink to That. Some takes on tap next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.